This is Jimmy McLaughlin, and you're watching my podcast. All right. So today we have a story back during my senior year at Archmere Academy. Pietate et Scientia, strength through knowledge. And I want to talk about my story of getting kicked off a lacrosse team. Really, and just sort of that whole fiasco that sort of occurred during late March of 2018. Yeah, late March. I want to say, yeah, late March. During a snowy half day, I remember it was a winter storm. I recall, and yeah. So let's dive into it. So I think we should start off prefacing my tenure on the lacrosse team. I wouldn't say I was an integral part of the team. I wouldn't say I was part of it. I rode the bench. I was on junior varsity up until junior year. But this was my senior year. It's my breakout season. And this is my first year in varsity. And I believe right before I got kicked off, we played one or two games, and I got 5 minutes at the end of each game, which was an accomplishment. I mean, I was into that. You know, I was a fan favorite, brought up through the ranks. Everyone liked me. And I was like a cheerleader, almost, in a way. Just really to preface this, I would say I was a cheerleader for the team. Team liked me. Coach thought I was funny. Thought I was of value. There weren't cuts. We'll just say that now. That's kind of why I was on the team. But, yeah. So I had value. Let's not go into this thinking I was valueless. I had potential. Okay, so this all starts with this little class I took second semester of my senior year called Norbertine Spirituality. I went to a private Catholic high school, Wilmington, Delaware, born and raised. And yeah, so basically what occurred was at the start of senior year, I didn't think I had to take any religions. My advisor informed me I was good. I didn't have to take credits. Yada, 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 etc. Religion I was never a fan of. So I was thrilled about that. I always did okay in religion, but, you know, it wasn't my favorite. Boring, tedious, monotonous, some would say. And, yeah, I just wasn't into it. So I was very thrilled about that. So about halfway through senior year, I got an email from Timothy Docherty, my academic advisor at the time, and he relayed to me, that I was actually one credit short, and that he made an error, right? So his error, but my consequence. So he put me into a Norbertine Spirituality class, which was actually like a new class that they were like requiring kids to take, but since I was a senior, I didn't ever have to take that, but since all the other, like, senior religion classes were taken, I was put into this, which was filled with sophomores and juniors who knew who I was, right, because I was cool and popular, right, but I didn't know any of them, right? So, and funny story as it is, my two friends, Joseph DiGiacomo and Connor Torrens, were also in it. You know, these were two close friends that I would say were in my friend group. Connor, real tall, skinny, German man, kind of looks like the Slender Man, you know, very skinny, you know, 6'4", very skinny. I've said that maybe three times now, but Slender Man looking pale, but he's a good cat. My friend Joey, very Italian. He talks with his hands, you know, just like your stereotypical Italian. Family's important, right? All that. Yeah, so, I mean, these are just normal people. But they're also my friends, and they were in the class with me. So I was thrilled about that because our academic advisor made multiple errors. Right, so this is just me sort of setting this up. Me, I'm obviously in the class. I'm cute. I'm short. That's sort of my role. I wouldn't say I was a class clown, but you know, I was funny. I was definitely funny. I can make a class laugh, is what I could say. The rest of my class were weird. I mean, they were not people that I would say I liked. Just generally weird, to be honest. I didn't like the rest of the class. No one spoke. No one spoke, but yeah. So I was really going into this religion class with no poops given, to be frank. I mean, I was in the University of Delaware. I just didn't care. We had quizzes that I would just fail. I mean, I would get like 30s on. You know, just the whole run of the mill. I mean, I did my homework. You know, I'm not like some bad guy in this, but I mean, I just didn't care. I was done with studying about Saint Norbert and, you know, a bunch of weirdo priests back in the day. You know, that just were just very, very boring, and I just wasn't into. And you know, why would a senior care about that? You know, obviously there's certain things that are important. Excuse me, but I don't know. I didn't care, right? Who would care? I'm in college. I'm looking forward to senior week and Firefly. You know, I don't have time to memorize random dates. I mean, you guys can understand this. So I'm getting off track here. Anyway, yeah, so I'm failing, you know, bad in it. Just doing awful, and we had an exam coming up, right? So at Archmere, we had quarters in the semester, so the end of March would be the end of the third quarter, and then we'd have the fourth quarter. Quarter three and quarter four would be added, that's your semester grade, etc., right? But if you fail a quarter, you get kicked off a team for sports, right? So I didn't play any other sports. I mean, I'm playing intramural basketball, whatever, but I really did like lacrosse. I liked that commitment. I did like being involved. Had a bunch of friends on the team. I don't know, I liked it. And so I wanted to stay in it. So we had an exam. We had a quarter three exam coming up, right? And I think I had right around a mid 60, right? And anything under 60 is failing. So I knew I had to do well on this, right? I completely forgot to describe why this class sucked so much in the first place. And that's because of our priest, Father Zagarella. He looked like Charlie Sheen. He was older looking, very reserved man. Yeah. But I mean, I think his heart was in the right place, right? But he was just not a good teacher. He was a priest by trade. I mean, come on now. Right? I mean, at a private Catholic school like this, this was the head priest. This is the head honcho. You do not want to piss this man off, because he's got a lot of power. He's right up there. He's in cahoots with the principal, for goodness sake. And the headmaster. Yes, our school had a headmaster. I don't know what that was, but it was like important, I think. Anyway, so the class sucked because he was a dictator. And he expected a lot from me, Joey, and Connor, who were seniors, who were checked out the second we got our college emails that we were in. I mean, that's just the way it was. All right, again, so to set this day up, it's a late, snowy day at Archmere Academy. And we had like an optional half day because we have a lot of kids from Maryland, PA, Jersey. Right, and yeah, the roads were just bad, but my parents, of course, made me go to school. They're good folk, though, but we'll leave them out of this. So, so it was like a half day or a two-hour delay, like something like that, and I remember the class was almost empty. There were like five or six kids in the class, right, on exam day. I mean, so that's pretty shocking. Right? My friend Connor was not there. He lives in PA, but my friend Joey was. Now, Joey was also borderline failing the class and was like me and probably didn't prepare well enough for this exam. So we sit down next to one another. Right, so I'm getting excited. Ms. Gruber, I am not a cheater by any means. I always say a tiger doesn't change their stripes. I mean, once you're a cheater for life. I mean, that's just the way it is, but I don't know. There was just something. There was something about me that day was just like, my only option is to cheat with this brother right here, right next to me. I mean that was my only chance not to fail. I mean, this was an exam. This was an examination. I don't know the material, right? I mean, I knew my friend didn't. You know, but I mean, I had to do what I had to do. All right, so we're taking this exam. Hard as absolutely anything. My eyes start to get a little wandery. My pupils were, you know, they were on my page, but perhaps they were moving rightward. They started to drift. I let it happen. I did. My eyes were, you know, looking over there. And all of a sudden, I hear a loud voice say my name. Right then, I knew it was over. My life flashed before my eyes. I it was bad. I knew he saw it. I was cheating off Joey, the literally second dumbest kid in the class, probably besides me, which we always joked about. You know, if you're gonna cheat, why aren't I cheating off some of those, you know, junior boys and girls who are getting, you know, B pluses and A's in this? I was stupid about the whole situation. So I'm cheating off the dumbest kid in the class, and I get caught, right? Because I'm stupid. And my whole life flashed before my eyes, right? I knew it was going to happen. I absolutely knew it was going to happen when I got caught, and I did. So the Zagster, Father Zagarella, he called himself the Zagster. He had a mug by the name of Zagster. The Zagster called me out. The Zagster freaking saw me. The Zagster told me to wait after class. You know, I wasn't really scared because I knew I was fine. You know, some kids, you know, when they get caught with cheating, it's like the end of the damn world with them. You know, I was like, whatever. But, yeah. So, he called me after class. He came up to me and was like, did you look at Joey's paper? I'm not a liar. I am not a liar. I told the man the truth, right? Which I thought he might cut me some slack for. But, I mean, all I did was glance at this person's paper. I didn't even write anything of his down. But he saw me. I mean, this is a strict Catholic school. You gotta remember, this isn't, you know, not that, like, public schools might be less strict. But, you know, just that this is no public school or anything. This is extremely strict school. So, he reported me for cheating. Right? Get called to Robert Nowazik's office. Very common. I've been in there, right? Very familiar with that place, the disciplinarian. And yeah, so booked me for cheating. That was my 19th point or something that year, right? I just have points for silly stuff like dress code and whatnot. And I think I technically should have been suspended or something. I don't really know. But yeah, they weren't happy, to say the least. So I went to lacrosse practice that afternoon, knowing damn well my days were numbered, right? Because I knew if you cheat, you get a zero. Zero on the exam means failure of the class, and yada, yada, yada. My days were numbered, baby. So I told the whole team. The whole team was, you know, they were upset. The fan favorite? Gone, potentially? Who's going to come to the games? Right? No one wants to see the starters. They're boring. This is high school lacrosse. People want to see the cool, the funny, the people, you know, those types of people get in and play. No one cares about Joe Schmo, you know, who's the good person, play. Because they're boring, right? Good people are boring. You want to see the funny cats in there and play. Right? So, my days were numbered. I just remember doing everything in my power to stay on that damn lacrosse team. Emailed Father Zag, my sorry, my graces, offering to retake it potentially.
just apologizing multiple times, pleading my case to Mr. Nowazik on my due honesty. You know, I could have lied. I was an honest man, an upright man, with good morals, good values, and I just pled my case. But apparently, you know, that clearly wasn't enough. Got a 0 on the exam, failed the class. 47 in Norbertine spirituality was the senior year joke on my transcript.
I knew I was going to fail the class, and to stay on the lacrosse team, I took matters in my own hand. I did basically everything possible. Spring break then occurred. Basically, I was still practicing with the team. We had no games, really. We had, like, a gap. And I knew my days were numbered because I failed the class, and I knew I was going to get a call or something shortly. So long and behold, first day of spring break, my coach calls me, saying, like, right now, like, you know, don't come to practice or whatever, but I really want you still on the team. Please do, like, whatever is in your power to stay on. And he's had kids fail before, so he wasn't really worried about it, because I remember it has happened, like, multiple times before, especially with seniors, but, so I emailed my principal. I knew, like, he basically has the right, to basically do whatever he sees fit. He can change the rules, whatever, but it's odd. The whole interesting part of it was because first semester, there was a good basketball player, by the name of Adam, and he failed chemistry. And he got kicked off the basketball team, but he was allowed to play for playoffs, interestingly enough. So Mr. Principal decided that for playoffs, he was allowed to play. So, you know, you can see what's going on here. There's politics. Adam obviously was a good player. They wanted him playing, so they bent the rules, which obviously is unfair, but that's life. So, nothing's fair. So obviously I was just like, whatever, like, oh, if they won't care. Like, my other grades were pretty decently strong. Like, so I just emailed my principal, paraphrasing, but, like, being respectful, just asking to remain, like, maybe make guidelines, like, oh, if next semester, or excuse me, next quarter, like, I keep a B, something along those lines, can I continue to play? My efforts were in failed, though. The principal just said the rules are the rules, like, you're not allowed to play. He allowed me to practice with the team, but not suit up, and I was just kind of petty and just decided to, you know, I didn't really want to just practice without play. That's no fun, so I declined. That basically the three most powerful people at the school were the athletic director, Mr. David Oswinkle, our principal, Mr. John Jordan, and the priest as in the Zagster, as in Father Zagarella, the teacher of that class, who caught me cheating. Those are, like, the three main people that can make a decision on the academic board. So David Oswinkle, the athletic director, my friend said he saw him in the office talking to Zag about wanting me to still play and that it's unfair because technically I was still on pace to graduate. I basically already, like, graduated. Like, I had all my credits, whatnot, but it wasn't enough, which, I mean, I guess I understand. Like, obviously the priest is going to be annoyed that I failed his class. So whatever, but I thought the principal was going to be on my side. But that's life. So basically I learned a few lessons about my message. Learned a few lessons. First of all, obviously don't cheat, because the risk is obviously never worth it. It's worth it if you don't get caught, but there's just always a good chance of getting caught, so it's not worth it, obviously, but I mean, that's corny, right? Don't cheat, we all know that, so I'm just stupid for doing it in the first place. But secondly, I would say still remain, you know, being honest. I was honest with the priest. I thought the honesty actually would have gotten me a little farther, because I was dead honest with him, and I thought they would kind of respect that, because I could have just lied and said no, like I was looking at the board or something, but I was honest with the man, you know, because he couldn't really prove that I cheated. But
that bit me in the behind. But still, I would still say be honest always. It's just better because then you can just sort of backtrack and my story wouldn't have been straight if I lied and stuff like that. Just would have been embarrassing as you know, it already was. So I would still say definitely be honest with yourself. Then it's just easier to like sort of process it. Lastly, and most importantly, I think the biggest thing I would say I took out of it all was just that knowing there was nothing else in my power to do, I emailed the principal. I could have just quit the team knowing I was going to fail, but I still showed up and practiced. I just felt like I kind of like fought to like the last second. I apologized to the priest. I just felt like, you know, emailing and talking to the coach on the phone, I just did like everything, you know, within my power to remain on the team. You know, I made my mistake, which was dumb and I shouldn't have done that in the first place, but like it was what it was. And then, you know, from that point on, what can I do to sort of like lessen the damage? And I didn't have any regrets in terms of that. I did every possible thing I could to try and stay on that team, and it just didn't work out. So I really don't have any regrets. Obviously, I'm upset. I didn't get to finish my senior season. We sucked. We didn't even win a playoff game. So, you know, I wasn't that mad. But, I just did everything in my power to do, and it just didn't work out. So, but I just know in, like, life, you know, when there's other, you know, things like that that just occur, you know, just my message for all of you guys would just be do everything in your power. It won't always work out, but you know, the worst feeling is there something else I could have done? Like, could I have done this and maybe that? Just do everything possible. And I just think that's the most important. Just do everything possible. Might not always work out, but yeah, just at least give it a try. Well, that's my story. I want to thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys could take at least something out of my story. I know most of you guys probably wouldn't put yourself in that stupid situation. But learn from me in that don't cheat. Do your work honestly. If you cheat and get away with it this time, that's all right. But there's sure to be a time when you cheat and don't get away with it. So, yeah, that's my message. I hope you guys have a good weekend. And your boy's out.
Jimmy's pick of the day for songs is Sandstorm by Darude. Thank you guys again, and have a nice weekend.